The phone rang. I picked up, and there was that telltale pause. "This is a call from the office of Dr. So-and-so," the recorded message said. The call was reminding me of an upcoming doctor's appointment. The voice almost sounded like a real person. When the message came to my name, however, it sounded like another inebriated recorded voice had taken over, pronouncing my name in gurgling tones. I've heard that weird change when other recorded messages come to a specific name or number. I'm sure the recorded message experts have an explanation. Press 1 to confirm this appointment. I did as I was told. So that was taken care of. My doctor's appointment was confirmed, and no one actually had to talk to me or even dial my number. It probably saves the office a lot of time and might even reduce the workforce. Still, progress can't be held back. We've grown accustomed to so much automation, we don't even think about it anymore. We get messages from the store saying our photo order is ready, and the pharmacy saying our medicine has been mailed. I have to admit, I haven't quite gotten used to these robocalls. It's one thing for a machine to answer my questions. It's another for it to initiate the conversation. And of course, it's not a conversation. The machine talks, and we listen, and press 1 to confirm. But we weren't always so comfortable being dependent on machines. Does anyone remember Hal in the movie 2001? Back then, we worried that maybe the machines would begin to manipulate and even control the information. Your photo order is ready. There's something slightly intimidating about the message. The next sentence could be, and you better pick it up if you ever want to see your photos again. What if I don't want to pick up the photos now, or even for the next 2 days? Or perhaps my doctor intended to change all the appointments for that day because she was going to a conference, and the machine refused, bringing the patients to her office for some nefarious machine-hatched plot. So maybe I saw 2001 at an impressionable age. Maybe machines really are more reliable than humans. Maybe. With a perspective, I'm Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.